Expedition Workshop number 64. My name is Susan Turnbull. I'm delighted to have you all here. I've really enjoyed the energy and the people that I've met putting this workshop together. In particular, I'm delighted with the assistance from Deborah McPherson, Katya Borner, Patricia Hilton, Eleanor Frierson, and I think this will be a very valuable workshop to you. I wanted to take just a moment and give you some background to the workshop series. The workshop today is Mapping and Navigating Waterways of Public Information, Connecting People to Science and Scholarly Knowledge. And just on my way here, I was thinking, gosh, this is a lot of people in August. Aren't you all at the shore? And then I was reminded that years ago in Malta, I learned that the shoreline in Malta, because it's a little tiny island in the Mediterranean, is really seen as the frontier space, a tiny little rock, and here's the Mediterranean. It turns out the Mediterranean sailors were some of the best, and I think, as you see, we've got some wonderful maps for our expedition today. I also think about Lewis and Clark. Really, they were commissioned to map the waterways for commerce, and in some ways, we're at that frontier space, at that shoreline of the future of our conceptual information space. And again, recognizing the importance of being able to draw upon the wealth of knowledge of our civilizations, the scientific achievements, but all told to be better able to go forward together. And I just would like to say kind of a quote from a book that is the story of John Wesley Powell. He was the founder of the U.S. Geological Survey, you know, original wonderful mapping agency, and really the Lewis and Clark expedition was kind of institutionalized as the USGS. In his expeditions out west 100 years ago, he saw a way of thinking about the land, water, and society as parts of an interconnected whole. In fact, the book about him is called Seeing Things Whole. He knew that the arid lands could not support the Eastern homesteading approach. More regional, national water basin governance mechanisms were needed, and everybody agreed. People knew that's what they needed to happen, but they didn't want to be slowed down, and they didn't want to take the time. And so in some ways, we're still remedying the suffering and loss from that missed development opportunities. His contributions are still today as we try to mediate those problems in the West, where a balanced multi-stakeholder governance approach is now becoming recognized and integral. So perhaps this workshop, as we explore today, can similarly be part of that preparation to get the timing right, to bring in the multi-stakeholder, to kind of be open to the wonder of the shoreline, and to explore together how to go forward. And as background to the workshop, it's really three organizations. I'm here from General Services Administration. I also co-chair a subcommittee under the Architecture and Infrastructure Committee. Our third body is the one of the governance groups that draws together all of our science agencies, and it's the focus on information technology, research, and development. This is a little hard to see, but we have the website to all of our expeditions. It's www.gsa/collaborate. We've been doing this for about into our seventh year now, and I might invite you to read the first product of our workshop series. We actually were formed to explore the topic of digital dividends in the summer of 2001. This is the Emerging Technology Subcommittee that I co-chair. What we're trying to do, again, is envision greater possibilities, but also bring greater discernment to our activities. And we feel that, just like Lewis and Clark, the strength of their expedition was tied to the differences that they brought together. We feel that opening up the dialogue across the communities is very important to going forward together. I would invite you to go to the NITRD website. If any of you are here from science agencies and you'd like to participate more actively in this community, please let me know. Our September workshop will be organizing with the NIDRD community for our future workshops, and you're all invited. So what we try to do each month is really organize around a common purpose that's larger than any institution. And again, that frontier space, appreciate the potentials, work to improve the quality of the dialogue, and what, because we know we need to move beyond our siloed approach and do some prototyping at the intergovernmental crossroads. And what we hope is that the participants will bring various forms of expertise, including this workshop, coming from many, many settings, that you return with a larger perspective of the whole, the seeing things whole from what John Wesley Powell would like us to do. And again, this isn't new. Going back to de Tocqueville, he took a look, and it's not just Americans, but people of all ages and conditions and dispositions form associations, and that is very much tied to our inquiry together and our scientific progress and innovation. So what we try to do each month, and it's always new people, it's not just a small known group, we try to develop what seems to be missing in some of our agencies where we, you know, push ahead with projects, but we don't do that first step, which is kind of step back, appreciate the whole, invite in parties that may care about that purpose but haven't been part of the process previously. And we think that's important, and that's part of our move from needing to know, need to share, to build to share. Now, of course, that's a little difficult because we can be overwhelmed because we bring so much expertise to the table, but that's where our human conversation and dialogue helps us tremendously. So it is a place to bring together multiple communities. We've got some frameworks such as the Enterprise Architecture Framework, and our principles are really moving to the open collaboration, open standards, semantic technologies. This is kind of our mantra. In design, we either hobble or support people's natural ability to express forms of expertise. And we ask a lot of questions here, and we hope that you bring your questions to this workshop as well. We don't always answer each and every one, but we are building up a better understanding. And as I've mentioned, all of our workshops and all of our presentations and breakout notes, they're publicly archived. How can we take steps to build shared understanding that we need? And what's the role of scenarios and prototyping? I don't want to spend too much time here, but what we've learned is that we need to open up. There's a lot, as we know, from the technology front as well as the organizing front, changes occurring, and our e-government managers aren't always exposed to these opportunities, and it's important for our innovation. Lots of good capabilities, but it would be nice if we could be engaged earlier in the development of these capabilities and really, kind of like Lewis and Clark, build the ship that would best work for the waterways and for the work and missions that we need to do. In 05, we added a collaborative work environment. That's where we host all of our resources. We also host communities who are able to continue to do work outside these workshops. And, again, recognizing the important role of stewardship around collections of reference collections, as well as development of technology capabilities. So this is our take at a frontier outpost. Again, moving to as much as possible the good conversations augmented by some lightweight tools. As I said, we've been doing this for quite some time. We did some serious work for OMB with a data reference model developed in this forum, in the workshops, together with a closed community space for our federal agencies, completed that in 180 days. And again, all told, moving towards what we can do to improve service delivery. Again, kind of the same questions that on a high level, we always keep looking at the new ways of organizing that are more open rather than closed. What are the norms for working across these boundaries? And what are some of the scenarios? How can we move to fragility? We are learning from some strides. We had a workshop in June with the people developing the scientific grid. How can we engage around that for our e-health delivery, for example? moving towards the principles of transparency and openness. And again, we very much benefited as well from some of the lightweight tools, the combination of a wiki and discussion forums. In fact, last month we had a gentleman from Mumbai, India, joining us by Skype to tell the story of how in the aftermath of the tsunami he organized a global bucket brigade of volunteers that aggregated the bits and pieces of information. And it really became that central repository for the initial response. And it was just individuals who didn't know one another. I was part of that activity, and it was fascinating, and it was lightweight tools, wiki, blog, Flickr. For our workshop today, of course, I won't read through all of these questions. They're right in front of you, but it is, again, looking at, from the concept of the waterways of public information, the public good aspects, and how do we carry on the culture and heritage of our society in our principles. And so we will be taking a look at some early leaders and listening to perspectives from the variety of these communities, and also focusing on what conditions support the type of creativity and exchange across the community that's necessary. We've got some draft scenarios. I'm hoping that you will take a look at those during the course of the morning, and just scratch some notes to me, and if you would hand those back to me, I'll refine those scenarios, and that will be the beginnings for our breakout sessions in the afternoon. People joining us by phone, I hope you receive the email, and you can make those changes and send them to me by email. Now, in the next and really important part of this workshop is an opportunity for all of you to take just a moment or two to give us a sense of purpose that brought you here today. This is important to us because actually the networking of all of you as experts and committed people is very much a part of the value of the workshop.